Late last year, when much of the international press was focused on Pakistan, more than 20 Chinese state security police stormed into the apartment that Hu Jia shares with his wife, Zheng Jinyan, and their six-week-old daughter. They took Hu Jia away. Mr. Hu was executive director of the Beijing Institute of Health Education and became an AIDS activist when he thought the Chinese government was harsh in its treatment of AIDS patients. When the government squelched him, he became an advocate for freedom of speech, religion, and democracy. He said being stifled by the state made him realize only a government installed by the votes of people can be expected to act in their interest. Mr. Hu was sentenced to 3.5 years in jail for inciting subversion of state power. He'd written a long account, widely circulated on the Internet, that detailed the mass evictions the Chinese carried out to make way for the Olympics, the jailing of journalists, and the suppression of dissidents. His trial lasted one day. Hu Jia is 35 years old and has hepatitis B. His wife and daughter are under house arrest. Zheng is not permitted to so much as take their young daughter, who's now a year old, outside to play. In fact, mother and daughter were removed from Beijing the day before the 2008 Olympics opened. Chinese officials were apparently worried that foreign reporters would try to find them. Zheng says her husband has told her he's in solitary confinement, shackled at the hands and feet. She says prison officials have suggested that she, quote, write about more felicitous aspects of society in my letters to my husband so as to expedite his return to a normal life in society. This week, the European Parliament conferred its Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought on Hu Jia. The Chinese government called the prize a gross interference in China's domestic affairs. Mr. Hu had also been mentioned for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The Chinese government complained in advance the prize should go to the right person. The Nobel Committee gave it to Finland's ex-president Martti Ahtisaari, a career diplomat and a worthy man. But you might wonder if that threat from such a rich power persuaded the Nobel Committee to make a safe choice rather than an important one. Hu Jia is in poor health. It is not clear that he's receiving medical care in prison. In these last weeks of an American political campaign that's been variously marked by talk about bailouts, lipstick, and Joe the Plumber, Hu Jia's life, not just his imprisonment, may remind us of the blessing it is to be able to vote and speak freely. When you cast a vote a week from Tuesday, you might hold a thought for Hu Jia and his sacrifice in your heart and mind. If you'd like to comment on any of our essays, you can go to the opinion section of npr.org. This is NPR News.